Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our brand new podcast hosted by Ura Mazibuko
and Wise Lopepe.
This is the podcast where we literally talk about anything. Yes, you heard it yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Literally anything. Join us as me and Wise talk about various topics that you guys would want to hear from us and just topics we want to discuss ourselves. You feel me? So, enjoy the podcast.
Follow us on our various social media. We have Spotify, we have a YouTube, and soon, guys, don't worry, we're going to have each and every single platform that you guys can listen to our podcast to. Don't forget to also follow us on Instagram and on TikTok. Guys, TikTok, we need those followers.
Yeah, of course. So, enjoy the podcast, share, and yeah, enjoy. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to our brand new episode on Beyond the Mic with your host, Ura Mazibuko.
And me, Wise Lopepe.
Yes, sir. So, guys, as you can see, today we finally have mics. Those of you watching, we have mics.
I forgot to bring them last week.
We live, we learn. But yeah. But anyways, so once again, guys, we truly appreciate the love and the support you guys have been showing. Once again, keep sharing, keep following, keep liking. You feel me? Follow my IG, follow Wise's IG. And yeah, just support the squad, you know? Just support us. We're grinding for you guys every single. We grind. Okay.
No homo.
No daddy. Why did you have to make it like that?
Why did you have to say it like that?
No. Okay. We're grinding for you guys. No daddy, of course. But anyways, let's get into the video. So guys.
Before we start the video, trigger warning for some of y'all, male and female. And I just want to say, and I'm saying, what are you laughing at? I just want to say, my opinions isn't targeted towards specific people because I have mentioned more than two or three women in this podcast. And I'm saying, so obviously I've moved past them. You know what I'm saying? We've moved on. But if they are listening or if a specific someone is listening, I'm not targeting you like genuine. Like yes, this is yes, just no, my opinion and it's like not targeted towards you. I'm not trying to attack you.
Like, this is literally what the podcast is about. Mm. We don't try target anyone whatsoever. We just try give our opinions.
Yeah, honest opinions.
Yeah, but obviously, once again, we just, what's this thing? We don't want people to hate us, of course, you feel me? This is our opinion. If you disagree, you disagree. You feel me? But yeah, let's get into it, shall we?
Okay. Definitely gonna have a part two on this. So, but let's say the topic.
Okay. So today's topic is red flags on relationships. As you guys know, many of you are in relationships and stuff like that, and you have partners and stuff. And once again, no one is perfect, and that's why they called red flags.
Yeah.
You feel me? But why don't you start us off, dog, and tell us, dog?
Oh yeah, you know, before I say anything, before we started the episode, I saw someone messaged or commented under one of the reels that said that maybe we should start interviewing people.
Oh, no, for sure. Definitely.
That would be dope.
Wait, let's talk about this
afterwards. Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Sure.
Okay, wait, what was the question? So,
why don't you start us off, dog? Like, what are red flags?
Gladly, I'll tell you.
Yes, what are red flags?
In relationships?
Yes.
Okay, I think we can also talk about like in men and women, I think.
Like, of course.
Obviously, because one, okay, I really want a part two. I don't want Ura, but I'll try making sure I don't say everything, you know what I'm saying, so that I still have stuff to say for part two. If we still have one, if we have one. Yeah. But I think we should.
Definitely.
So, in relationships, girl. Yo, damn. I would say in a relationship, I would say lack of communication, I think. Okay. I think with that one, with lack of communication, it might go down to maybe either one of the party or both of the parties still having to be comfortable with the person in order to either open up or to actually communicate properly. But I think if you guys have been together for considerably a long time, I think you not communicating is low-key a red flag, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I don't know if it's a major, but I think one of the biggest killers in a relationship is the lack of communication. And I think, okay, this is not disrespect, but I think females have the tendency of not communicating their feelings because they think it's not important. Where that's literally not the case. Because you not talking to me, I'm not a mind reader, dog. So I won't know what you're thinking about.
And I really, really agree with what you just said right now. How, like, these girls, right, assume that we know. If we don't
know.
Tell us what's on your mind.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if this would be a red flag. I think it's a bit subjective to say because it's just a matter of that person being comfortable, perhaps. But if you together for a long time and you still don't communicate like that,
yeah,
I surely. Boy, surely that is. That has to be. Yeah.
Surely, definitely. No, that's honestly a good example you just used, like lack of communication. But for me as well, I would say like insecurity could be another. Like, okay.
Now, this is why, this is, oh yo, boy, okay. I love this topic.
Of course. Like, but what's this thing? I feel like insecurity is a huge issue. Because like, okay, once again, guys, not trying to offend no one, none of that. But like, imagine you have to like just tell your partner every day that, no, relax, don't overthink. I'm telling you, you look good and stuff. But nah, she still has an issue with how she looks. And then ultimately, it does get you frustrated.
Yeah.
Because like, it's every day that I'm trying to tell you, I promise you, there's nothing wrong with you. Just trust me. But no, I look this. And I won't lie. It is a little bit frustrating. Because I've seen this in movies as well. Mm. Where, like, these girls, right, are, like, they're so, like, desperate on looking, like, the baddest, right?
In the room, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And time, they do look bad for their partners. Mm. But maybe someone so won't feel that.
The same, yeah.
Exactly.
This is where I blame social media, bro. I can't lie. Social media...
Yeah, has a huge impact
on especially with women. Okay, that's not to say men are not insecure about their looks, but with women, I feel like social media has played a big role in that. Specific app that I don't like, TikTok. TikTok. Obviously, Instagram is also a big
What's
one.
What's wrong with TikTok? What's wrong with
you? Because it's addictive, girl. And these insecurities start coming up because of the woman that you see on TikTok, girl.
No, fair.
Because now, because of social media, women look at these other women that they see, maybe also with guys, how these beauty standards that you feel like you should live up to because the person, your favorite TikToker or your favorite Instagram person that you follow looks like that, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So now you think I have to live up to that specific beauty standard. May I blame social media a big one for this one, boy, for these type of insecurities? Because it's like a guy can only do so much. He will tell you that you be a beautiful, but then if you don't seem to accept that fact,
exactly.
You know, are you honestly ready to date someone? You know what I'm saying? Because I think insecurities is that type of topic where in order for you to honestly get over insecurity, you can't get into a relationship if you haven't been over that insecurity. Like, if you haven't gotten over it. Unless if you think, okay, I'll get over the insecurity with my man or with my girl. Then maybe. But if you're not allowing them to help you, then come on, dog. You're making it hard for that person.
You really are. And I like what you said, how, like, if you are an insecure person, right, maybe... Just try, like, work on it.
Yeah.
Bit, you feel me? But I also just say, like, you've got to have a bit of confidence.
In yourself, in yeah.
Because, like, if you don't love yourself, who will love you? Mm. That sort of thing. You feel me? Don't try please others before pleasing yourself.
Self, yeah.
If that makes sense.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Don't look for validation from strangers. Like, they don't know you.
They don't know you. And also... some of them are haters. They're going to hate on you.
They're going to hate,
and
eat,
they'll
yeah.
always say things that will trigger you. But it's up to you to have a mindset of, like, ignoring it. That
yeah.
And I feel like validation as well is something that people really do seek.
Seek you a lot, bro. Yeah.
It's like, okay, we get it. You do want people to like acknowledge you and stuff like that. But at the same time, you have to think about it. Like, the people in your lives, like, that are close to you, come first before anyone else.
Yeah.
Like, their opinions outside of, like, your close circle don't matter. Mm. You get me? It's people within your circle that matter to you the most. I'm talking about family. I'm talking about close friends and stuff. I'm leave the people outside of, you feel me?
Like, yeah.
Don't worry about what they have to say. Don't worry. I mean, yeah, sure. It's kind of hard to, like, mise it. Because, obviously, gents are ruthless. They'll always, like comments are
harsh. Yeah.
They're harsh.
And it's probably even worse when you are not there.
Like, exactly.
When they're not even on the phone and they're speaking to someone else and they're speaking trash about
your
you. It's probably way worse than whatever they're saying on social media. It's probably way worse.
It's crazy. Mm. But once again, I feel like you just got to, like, don't think about it too much.
Yeah.
Just don't think about it. But what would you say is another red flag in a relationship?
In a relationship. I think making decisions without actually considering the other person's feelings.
That's
I can honestly say I've been a big victim of that. You know this, and I'm saying we know this. Yeah, I can't lie. I think that one is a red flag, because if you're gonna be making decisions or saying stuff without actually considering the person's feelings, like how they would react, then you kind of look a little bit misogynistic towards your partner, or a little bit narcissistic.
Exactly.
Because
but
then it's very hard to be a narcissist. Like, we learned this last year in English. Like, I can't lie, that book, Dorian Gray. Like, although for sure we just wanted to finish the year, you know, we didn't really care about books like that. But if you actually read the book properly and then you just consider Dorian Gray's personality, you know, after certain stuff happened to him,
he was a menace to society.
Like, he was a proper narcissist. So that's why I say it's hard to become one. But when it's a constant theme, like how you just do things or you say things without really considering the other person's feeling, that's low-key a red flag, because it's like, it's, you kind of not controlling, but it's almost like whatever you say goes, and whatever you, how you react is, I don't care, you know what I'm saying? And this is why I like the saying, like, sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you say it, you know what I'm saying? Because
it's like
you must always remember to consider the other person's feelings, especially if you're a man and you have a woman, and you tell women are emotional. There's a small percentage that have the same emotional the same emotions as a guy in a woman. How, you know, guys, we don't get triggered that easily.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, there's a small percentage of women that act like that, but majority of them are just emotional. So must watch what you say, how you say, when you say it. Only bring it up when necessary.
Of course. And I agree with you 1,000%. But it also, like, it almost makes you seem like you're the most important person, when it's both of
you. Yeah,
it's not just you. So stop being inconsiderate and start thinking
about the other. Yeah,
because once again, you chose to be in the relationship, so it's you and your partner to get. Don't just think about yourself, that sort of thing. You get me? But yeah, no. Narcissistic behavior is also like a huge problem in a relationship,
yeah.
And it's definitely a red flag for sure, I would say. Because it's like, bro, like, who, like, you almost act as if you're
sense of perfect. Attention, yeah.
Exactly. Right. Like, yeah. Like Jesus Christ. No one is Jesus Christ. We all have flaws, you feel me? No one is flawless. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
just really be honest. No one is flawless. We all have flaws. And you just got to, accept that you have flaws and work
on them.
That sort of thing. You feel me? Not saying you're going to be perfect, but you trying at least. You get me?
Yeah.
You try. But one thing I also dislike, like that's a huge red flag, is if you're secretive, dog.
You facts, like, bro, facts.
Imagine this. I'm chilling with my girl. We're on the sofa, right? We're on the sofa. And I just want to use her phone just to check something. Not on some, what's this thing, weird things or anything. No, yeah. I just want to check something.
What do you check?
Time. Maybe I'm checking time. Okay, or okay. I swear I'm not being weird. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm not being weird. I feel like partners are allowed to use each other's phones. Mm. Do you feel like, yeah, surely.
Nah, I mean, if I have to.
Surely we can use
each other's phones. Yeah, that's fine, yeah. I may have nothing to hide, so.
Exactly, yeah. But now, I'm checking the time. My hand starts moving like this. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you hiding? That's one thing I don't like.
Mm.
You know, for me, that's a huge red flag. And yeah, the girl can be like, no, I promise you, you just caught me off guard. Here's my phone. You know what? Keep that phone. Get out of my house.
Dog,
I'm telling you, I'd rather be safe than sorry. Because she could be cheating.
No. She said you caught her off guard.
No, dog. She's definitely cheating.
Wait, before you wanna reach for the phone, would you say, baby, can I just use your phone real quick?
No, I don't. Wait. The fact that I even have to ask is insane.
Yo, go.
No, yes. No.
How are you going to just take the bellas without asking?
You right now, dog. Partners use their phones without asking each other from time to time. Obviously, it's not a consistent
thing. Oh, yeah, I've seen that. I can't lie. Exactly. But still, go ask.
Exactly. I just want to check this. The phone is right here. Maybe my phone is further from her phone. And I can just do this quick thing. You feel me? I don't have to ask her. So I just do this. Shorty's on weird timing. Get out of my house. get out of my house.
Let her explain herself.
Go to the cheating. Go to the guy you cheated one time.
Let her explain herself. Ura.
No, dog. One time. Because I'm telling you now, she explains herself. She's going to go out 12 o'clock at night. And you don't know, but she's getting it with another guy. You feel me? She's getting it from another guy. That isn't true. That's why I'd rather be safe than sorry. That's just me. But maybe that's also why, what's this thing? Some gents struggle to be in a relationship because some gents have trust issues.
Yeah. And
that is.
And with good reason.
Yeah.
Okay. With good reason sometimes.
It's a little bit of a red flag. Mm. But tell us why you think. With good reason.
Because we even explained it in episode 2 how this is jive. Me, if you guys say, oh, this is subjective, why is you being biased? I don't care. Episode 2 how...
No, stop being biased.
No, girl. No. Because we know this happens a lot, girl. Mm-hmm. I've experienced it during high school. Girl, episode 2, yeah? How we explain how guys will most likely be the person in a relationship or in general... Who'd struggle to open up,
you know what I'm saying.
So that's why how we said, like, once you start opening up, you're allowing too much damage that could potentially happen to you, dog. You know what I'm saying?
True.
We're not saying you shouldn't, but it's a risk.
Because they could use that
against you in
and
the future.
We did speak up,
in episode 2.
Yeah.
So that's why I say, like, having trust issues, it comes with good reason, sometimes bad. But then I think if you're a woman in a relationship and you don't want your guy to be super secretive with you, boy, you're going to have to earn his trust, boy.
You're going to.
Like, with a man, he can't just give it to you, especially if he has experienced some stuff.
It's going to be hard.
Hard, yeah.
And, okay, wait. No, I'll say what I want to say, but just finish your
thought. Oh, yeah, it's going to be hard for him to actually start opening up, stop being less secretive. If with big things, if it's something small, he'll tell you, obviously.
Of course.
If he doesn't,
maybe that's not your one. That's not your one.
But then, with big things, you'll be less secretive. You know, you're just going to have to earn his trust because he's gone through the most, that person. I'm sure he has, maybe in his last relationship, thought, okay, let me open up with this hand nice and early. Poof. She used him against him, maybe cheated on him. And I'm saying, probably the same girl that probably told millions of people around the world about his stuff. And I'm saying, so that's what I'm saying. You gotta have to earn your trust. I'm saying you gotta have to earn his trust, sorry. So that's what I'm saying. Trust issues come with good reason, but bad as well. But yeah.
Yeah. No, I am 100% with you. 1,000, because it's like that shawty could tell the whole the other guys she's cheating, that my man has these issues and that's why I'm here.
Mm.
Because I just can't like entertain.
And I've seen it happen. Not even related to me, but I've seen it happen. But it does happen
where like girls go to other guys because the guy they with has issues, right?
Yeah.
They have issues and they don't want to deal with it right now, which is crazy if you ask me. But you know what? It's life, man. Life is never fair, I guess. Life ain't
no,
fair.
Guy, you can't be pillow talking my issues to other people.
No, dog, life is not fair. Life is not fair.
This is why you must watch what you say to specific. You can't just watch, tell people things just because they speak nice to you. Okay, so
talking is the worst thing.
I'm saying people who are afraid to have your secrets being released because you've told a specific someone, so you know if you break that relationship, you might be scared that that secret that you told them might be released. My chat is that person that you're telling them that specific something, have they truly earned your trust in order for you to tell them what you told them, or you're telling them what you're telling them because they speak nicely to you? You know, there's a difference, There's a difference. Exactly. You can't just tell someone things because they speak nice to you. It's risky. It's risky. You can't do that.
And we spoke about this. It's too risky. But also, I feel like guys with... Let me be honest with you, right? Some girls out there don't like nonchalant guys.
What does that word mean, actually?
Nonchalant. Yeah. Like a guy who just doesn't care, dog. Like,
oh, okay. Bothers it's him
at all. That's what nonchalant means. And some girls hate guys who are nonchalant because they seem like, okay, they feel like the guy really doesn't care for that girl, right? And they feel a little bit, like they don't feel the love from their partner, which I hear them. But at the same time, I also like hear the guys because it's like you made them that way. You feel like they say, girl, villains aren't born. They made things happen to them and now they shut down. They shut down, dog. And they don't open up to you. They couldn't care less what you think. You feel me? Because of previous experiences. But I feel like nonchalant guys do need to like open up a bit more if they really want to get in a relationship.
Yeah.
Because not all, because I'm telling you now, they are good girls.
Out there, yeah.
They are good girls. Not everyone is. Just like there are some good guys, not everyone is. You get me?
Yeah.
So we're all not 100% good. There's good and bad, guys. There's good and bad in life. And I feel like, what's this thing? You just have to be like willing to find your good, meaning you have to like break walls down sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes loosen up a bit, you feel me? But yeah, no, honestly, with the red flag thing, I feel like, what's this thing, being nonchalant can be a red flag, but then at the same time it's also a problem because there are girls out there who don't like nice guys.
Why?
So it's like it's hard to reach middle ground.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what is it you want? Do you want me to be a nice guy or do you want me to be a villain?
Yeah.
Pick a side.
Like,
yeah.
It's almost like, I think someone even said, I was watching something on YouTube. Someone said under the comments, it's like these type of girls like being hurt, dog. Like they like to be hurt.
And
it doesn't make any sense. Exactly. And I think it also goes down to non-father in the household. I can't lie. It just goes down to not dressing. Because I saw it. Someone posted on the status how this guy, low-key speaking a little bit of facts, he said how these things that you see how people tease girls that, oh, she didn't grow up with her father. There's kind of truth behind it because they need to get love affection from someone that's not a female. Because if they grew up under a single mom household, if they didn't grow up with male affection, they're gonna try seeking that
from other people.
Exactly.
And that they won't try seeking it from one person. It'll be a bunch of guys. Multiple. So it goes down to the fact of not having male affection, which is the dad, you know, in the family. And that will come down to what we just say, how maybe a girl wants a villain instead of a nice guy. Why? We don't know. We
don't know. And also, it's like, you know that saying, you can't have, what's that thing again? That saying? You can't have your cake and eat it too, huh?
I don't know what that is.
You can't have your slice and eat it too. That.
You.
Okay, no, never mind. I think you guys know what I'm trying to say. I'm dumb, guys, so forgive me for not knowing that thing. I genuinely tried that saying. You can't have a slice of cake and eat it. What? Okay, you know what? I'm making a fool out of myself. I can't lie.
Masa, look it up.
Right now. Okay, I think you can just wait two seconds, guys. Okay, check this out. You guys will let me know what I was trying to say.
But it says, it's okay, maybe what Ura is trying to say, what I'm seeing here, it says, you can't have your cake and eat it. Meaning, to have or do two good things at the same time, that impossible to have or to do at the same time.
Yes, that's exactly what I was trying. I eventually got it, right? You see... Go to school. Stay in school, guys. Honestly. Oh. Okay, that was an embarrassing moment for me. We skipped that. But anyways, as I was trying to say, like, you can't, like, cry about, oh, no, I really want a nice guy, this and that. Also, same goes for the guys. I want a nice girl, a girl that really is not into all of that, doesn't go out a lot, and then when you have it, you complain about it.
That's true. And then when it does leave, you regret it, and then
you wonder why you single. You wonder why you single. Mm. You wonder why no one really. Because let me be honest with you guys, word gets spread out. Guys, girls will tell their friends, listen, mine's this guy. This guy goes out a lot. He's not into a relationship. None of that. All he wants to do
is smash
and dip. Same goes with the girl. This shawty doesn't want that. She just wants to smash and dip.
This is why I wouldn't even look for a girl in university or college. Because those ones, biggest red flag. Walking red flag, in fact. Walking. That's why I wouldn't look for hard day.
But if you think about it, it's the same ones that want a nice partner. Okay, but then they behave like this. Mm. And it's like, you can't have your cake and eat it too, man. You can't.
But then I think it also goes down to a lack of maturity.
Yes.
And appreciation as well.
Yeah, definitely. But now, Waz, I want to ask you a question, girl. What are, like your red flags, like, in a relationship? Like, what don't you want, like, your hand to have? You get me?
Like
red flags that you don't like, if she has red flags.
I would say, I mean, we spoke about the three ones, our communication, insecurity, and what was the other one? Secretive, and I think the fourth one was saying, be careful what you say and stuff like that.
Trust issues.
No, not trust issues. The trust issues was with the secretive. The other one was, be careful what you say and how you say it.
Oh, yes.
But I guess to directly answer your question, I would say maybe I think for me, the biggest thing is you must be willing to listen to your partner.
Definitely.
If there's something that he doesn't like. Mm. You know, same thing goes for me. Guys, obviously, I'm not trying to be, you know. So, yeah, same thing goes with me. Must just be willing to listen to your partner, because I think... We can't be in a state where when you're about to date someone, they tell you the stuff that they want you to do. You do it, and then the exact opposite is happening with them. They're not doing what you like. So if they tell you communicate more, but they're not doing it, you know what I'm saying, willing to listen to your partner, and willing to also just do things that would please him. Not like sexual pleasing and stuff like that. Just like talking more, stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? How can you say? yeah, talking more. But also, I think for me, the biggest one is also same thing goes down with me is being mature about certain stuff. Because you can't, like, you see how we just said, if you're not willing to change for yourself, how are you willing to change for someone else?
Exactly.
So I think you mustn't be in a position where your woman is having just, she's not having a good mind state or the maturity to beat someone else. Because, like, if you have too much baggage that was in your past that you're not willing to leave behind, you know, I think women are, they will always be in a position where they will tell you that they've moved on from something, but then there's some things that they do that kind of indicate that they haven't. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's not plain and clear, but then you can kind of see through the cracks.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You can kind of see through the cracks that they kind of haven't moved on. So that's why I would say you have to be mature about certain situations, because if you come into a relationship and you still have a mindset of what you had before that you didn't like, you're not going to last long with the person that you're with already.
That's,
you know what I'm saying? And if they call you out on it and they're willing to help you, but you say, okay, I'm mature, but then time passes and you're still the same, you can't blame them for leaving you at that situation, because it's like, I gave you time, I was willing to help you, but you're not willing to change. So you know what? Let me just take myself out of the situation and let me grow with someone else with myself, because it seems like you're not willing to grow for me and most importantly for yourself. So let me remove myself out of the situation and let's break up. And what was the other one? Yeah, so maturity and just willing to actually move on from past situations, like either with a partner or with stuff that really scarred you in terms of how you'd view another man. That makes sense. It was a bit gibberish, I'm saying. Hopefully that makes sense.
What's this thing? I really liked what you said about, like, the maturity and stuff, and how, like, you just gotta learn to grow with one another.
You don't have to reach the peak level of maturity, because at the same time, we are still 19 years old. Still some things we have to learn. If you're not willing to mature, then, I mean, come on, bro.
Definitely. With me, right, what I wouldn't like if I were in a relationship, right, I probably wouldn't like a girl who, once again, as we said in the beginning of the video, who seeks for
validation.
Too much validation. Because it's like, if you really think about it, the only validation you need is me. It's literally me. You get me? Not to sound like, obviously, like, more superior than you or anything. No, not at all. But I would think that my opinion holds more value than
whatever this guy's opinion is.
Surely.
Yeah.
My opinion holds way more. But, definitely, like, I also feel like, right, what girls don't like in guys, once again, is how, like, we can be childish,
because
like, I've seen movies, right, and it also happens in real life where guys talk about how, like, they miss being single and stuff like that, and it's like, yo bro, you're in a relationship, be happy. But nah,
lack of appreciation,
exactly. But nah, you feel bad for the homie that's single, and you're like, oh, I wish. And I've seen this in movies, and it's like, yo, bro, I'm telling you right now, being single, right, it's not always
the one. Yeah,
it's not all. In fact, it's not the one. It's not the one at all.
Sometimes.
Obviously, when you're young, appreciate being young. Single. Sorry, when you're young, appreciate being single for sure.
Because you have time to fool around. Because you have
time to work on yourself, to grow. Because obviously,
and to fool around.
Money over the girls. Any day of the week. Money over the girls. For sure.
It depends. If you really are grinding to get guap, then perhaps money over hands.
Yes. No. Definitely. Definitely. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, you need to work on yourself first. If that's how you feel. Before you get into a relationship and stuff, if that's what you're doing, big ups to you, King. Big ups to you. But I would say that it does get lonely. Once again, it really does get lonely because it's like, you know, wait, can I tell you a funny story?
Yeah.
So the one day I saw Kevin Hart stand up, right? And this was when Kevin Hart just got out of his first marriage. First marriage, right?
Divorce?
Yeah, divorce.
Okay.
His first marriage. They didn't work out. So now, the one day he wanted to go clubbing with his homies and stuff. And guess what, Doug? His homies all declined because they had to spend the night with their shorties, with their girls. Mm-hmm. You feel me? They were baking and stuff. Mm. Yeah, he made a joke and he said, nah, man, this is his friend on the phone talking to Kevin Hart. He's like, nah, man, today is ice cream day, whatever. It's my turn to lick the spatula, whatever.
Mm.
It's a joke. Mm. But he sat down and he realized that, damn, I'm lonely.
Mm.
I'm lonely. All my homies are with their girls. Who am I with? You get me? And that's why I feel like being single is really worse than being in a marriage. Okay. I wouldn't say it's worse. Nothing is worse, but it's just not better.
Yeah.
It's not better for sure. But also, I feel like if you are single, I feel like you shouldn't stress too much about it. And it's okay. You feel me? If you're meant to be single, it's okay. Learn to
be alone. No, girl, not everyone is meant to be single.
But I'm just saying, like, learn to be alone. Don't try so hard to be with a girl or whatever, because it's just not your time.
Especially those ones in high school listening to a podcast. I know the feeling. Ura even said it how in episode 1, when you see your peers with girlfriends and you have the fear of missing out. Trust me when I say, guys, it's less of, like, literally the way high school women are, it's less of a risk to not date in high school than it is to date in high school. Because I know we all want that high school sweetheart, and I'm saying we do. But then sometimes, just mind the hands, focus on the books, look for the hands after high school. Because I can tell you now, I know a friend that is doing high school grade 12. Shout out to my boy of Ant, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, my boy, Feely.
So he said how, although he really loves his girl, you know what I'm saying? He really loves his girl. But he says he loves his girl and stuff, but he said the one thing that he wished that would happen is how if they started dating after high school. Mm-hmm. Because when you date in high school, like, a lot of problems come with it. Hopefully I'm not going too side topic here, I'm sorry. A lot of problems come with it, how people would view your relationship like, why are they happy and I'm not? Why are they allowed to be happy and I'm not? And that would bring jealousy into your relationship, how people would talk trash about either one of you to your partner, saying, oh, he did this, he did that, are you going to allow this, are you going to allow that? Well, in reality, that's not the case, that's not what happened. And I'm saying, no, there's haters. There's haters.
Haters left and right, man.
And if your girl is pure, that's good. And I'm saying that way. But if she's not pure, she's the type to obviously date you and stuff. But she knows when to cut you off because she has to move on to the next. You know, those type of hands that will make sure that they're in a relationship for a fun time and not a long time. Mm. And I'm saying that's why I say it's less of a risk to date in high school. Don't be looking for hands in high school. Mm. They will come to you. Don't worry. And I'm saying.
Yeah.
So yeah. When you say that, we must, although it's fine to seek for a girl, I'm saying, but don't do it to a point where you're kind of destroying yourself.
Exactly.
You know, you're only doing it because I like this one quote where, I can't lie, it hit hard. It said, do you want it because do you want it because you actually want it, or do you want it for other people to see that you have it? And I'm saying, so do you want to be in a relationship because you want to? Or do you want to be in a relationship because you want other people to see flex that you're in a relationship? Yeah.
Yeah, no, and that's really deep, man. It really is deep because it's like, bro, just like, honestly, right? I feel like you've got to, like, let life happen once again.
Mm.
You get me? Don't go looking for a partner. Because with me, right, you know what I think? I think if you go looking for it, you won't find love.
Mm.
That's just me personally.
Yeah, don't go looking for love. Don't go looking for love, yeah.
If you go look for love, you won't
find it.
You'll
find it, yeah.
It will definitely come to you for sure, because once again, guys, you gotta understand that we, like, I feel like every person in this earth, right, will find their partner one day or another. They will cross paths. Maybe not now, maybe not tomorrow, but in the near future or something, you will find, you will come across the one, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But if you go looking for that,
you won't find,
you won't find it. And I feel like you just gotta be patient and wait. But I think we're running out of time. I can't lie. Guys, we will do a part two for sure.
Definitely. Still got a lot to say.
Yes. And I feel like part two will be more heated because we want a guest.
Yeah.
A
female guest. Not a male. Maybe a male and female, but I will see about that.
We'll see.
Yeah.
But we definitely would prefer a female perspective for sure about this topic, like the red flags and stuff. And it will definitely get more heated. But that was just our opinions. Don't bash us, guys. Nothing.
Don't get triggered.
Exactly. Nothing but love. We just trying to, provide content, you feel me? That's what we're trying to do. But yeah, guys, honestly, once again, we appreciate the love, the support. And just follow, like, and share. Honestly, you guys would really do us a great deal if you do all these things, you feel me? So just keep supporting us. Follow my account, follow Wise's account, you feel me? Do you have anything to add or...
not really. Just make sure, guys, if you are in a relationship, the things that we talk about don't occur in your relationship. And I'm saying, pray to God that your relationship lasts. It's not a fun, it must not be a fun time, it has to be a long time.
That's the thing, because relationships,
it's not easy.
Okay, I wouldn't know because I'm not in one, but yeah, I do know it's not easy. But yeah, guys. We'll see you guys next week, right? Yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
Peace.